Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Welcome back to the program. Now, General Motors has a target of selling 10,000 Chevy Volts this year. And with just over 6,000 having been sold so far, it looks like the auto giant will fall short. So why are buyers not responding? And are those that have purchased the Volt happy with it? To discuss that, I'm joined by David Welch. He's a reporter for the Bloomberg News and Bloomberg Business Week, who recently wrote about the Volt. David, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on the show tonight.
Now, you were an auto writer for the Detroit News previous to this position. How did you end up focusing on the auto industry? Were you generally into cars, or did you grow up in Michigan?
No, I'm from upstate New York, actually, although I did always like cars as a kid. Had a lot of model cars that I built sitting on the dresser. I think it was a 78 Stingray was one. And there was a Rolls Royce for some reason, too. Well, those were kind of cool back then. I was actually covering banking down in Dallas, and we had a business paper down there. And they had a car column, and this was in the mid-90s. And two people in the newsroom competed for it. I got the gig and started reviewing cars in addition to writing about the banking business, and just kept kind of stuck with it from there.
Now, let's talk about the Volt. I want to begin with this battery issue. Apparently, there were some tests done, and they found that the battery would catch fire after an accident. Is this something that people should really be concerned about? Have there been any real-life situations that have seen these similar types of occurrences?
You know, at the moment, the government is saying that this isn't something that drivers or passengers ought to worry about. They've had three fires. They've all been at least a week after the crash. And what can happen with the lithium-ion batteries in a car like this is after a crash, you can get a coolant leak that crystallizes and basically shorts out the battery, or you can sometimes, if steel punctures a battery, it'll slowly, gradually heat up, and then you get high enough temperature to start a blaze. So it happens a while after. Right now, what the government is saying, and they have not concluded the investigation, so let's be clear about that. But the latest thing they've said is that they think it's an issue for rescue crews, tow truck drivers, body shops. People are going to handle a vehicle after a collision, and they're looking to see if there's any more to it than that. There could be, but they haven't figured that out.
So let's talk sales. It seems the 10,000 units isn't a very ambitious goal. I mean, what's behind the failure to hit that mark this year? And, I mean, is the Volt too expensive, or are buyers not ready to jump into a hybrid?
You know, the price is a really big issue. The car sells for about $41,000. You can load it up fully for about $45,000. There is a federal tax credit for $7,500. But even then, you're talking about spending well into the 30s, 30,000 plus range, really, like 35, if you get a few of the options on it. And it's a compact car. It's not that big. It's also, even though it has very cool technology, it's under the Chevy brand. So, usually when people spend $35,000 for a car, then maybe they're in a BMW or a Mercedes or something like that. And while it does have some green cred, let's call it, it doesn't have the luxury cred that some of those other brands do, and you're spending a lot of money to get there. So, they're asking consumers to pay a lot of money for a car that is sized and branded in a way that, they're not used to getting for that kind of cash.
I'm talking to David Welch, a reporter for Bloomberg News and Bloomberg Business Week. Have other automakers been more successful with their hybrid sales?
It's a bit of a mixed bag, but for the past really 2 years, hybrids have not done all that well. Gas has had some spikes, gas prices, but it hasn't been that bad where people have gone out in this mad rush to buy efficient vehicles. And also, ever since the gasoline price spike in, I think it was the summer of 08, people have kind of gotten used to paying $3.30 or $3.50 a gallon. People are definitely driving more efficient vehicles than they did 5 or 6 years ago. Not as many big SUVs being sold. But Americans don't really believe they need something that gets 35 or 40 mpg just yet, at least not the mass of them. People buying things like the Nissan Leaf electric car or a Chevy Volt, they're the early adopters. They like being green. They like technology. They want to have the latest thing. They're the people who run out and buy the iPhone, you know, the iPad 4 and the, you know, the latest iPhone. And, you know, they can tell I'm not one of those guys. Mm-hmm. I'm butchering me, the latest and greatest in that market. But, you know, they're people of that ilk, and they'll run out and buy this. But that's a small part of the population that's going to do that. And, you know, let's face it, both these cars are small vehicles, so you can't fit a big family in them necessarily with a lot of stuff.
You know, with electronics, they always say wait till the second version. Don't go out and get the first model. Let the manufacturer work the kinks out. Have there been any issues with the Volt for buyers other than, of course, this battery issue that's come up in the news?
There haven't, actually. There are a lot of strange dichotomies here with the Volt. You know, you have this issue with the investigation. GM has said that they would buy cars back, and they said, well, in fact, about an hour ago, someone at GM told me that a couple dozen, quote, people have called asking GM to buy the cars back, or at least to start that conversation. At the same time, this was the most satisfying vehicle in Consumer Reports' latest survey. 93% of Volt buyers said they would do it; they'd buy the car again, and that was the highest of any. Second place was a tie with the Dodge Challenger and the Porsche 911 at 91%. So, even more Volt owners than 911 owners would buy another one. You know, on the one hand, you've got some people worried about this federal investigation and they aren't hitting sales targets. On the other, the people who have bought them report really liking it.
Is the Volt essentially a financial loser for GM at this point? I mean, having sold so few?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, part of it is just the technology to begin with. Even at $41,000, that's before the federal tax incentives, GM is losing money on it. There's just so much technology in the car, and you know, a lot of the features are really cool too. There are some real luxury features in this vehicle. It's a nice car. I've driven it, and you know, but you're just not able to get the kind of price to pay for all those features and all that technology, and they need to build more. And hey, look, it's an early technology that's just going to take time to build, gather momentum, get the cost down, and all that kind of thing.
I know GM is planning to ramp up production of the Volt dramatically next year. Do you think that's a good idea? How many more are they going to make? And do you expect any major changes being made to the new models?
They made about 10,000 this year, or they will have by the end of December. And they're ramping that up to a rate of 60,000, 45,000 of which will be sold or earmarked to be sold in the U.S. The rest will be exported. You know, based on the rates they're selling now, you'd have to conclude it's going to be pretty tough to sell 45,000 in the U.S. Now, you know, part of the reason they're not going to hit that target this year is they just didn't get production and inventory up that fast to get them out there. But you're still talking about a more than fourfold increase in expected sales for next year. They'll have some advantages. It was just a month ago, I think it was actually October, where they started selling the Volt in all 50 states. So you weren't selling it everywhere for a good part of this year. The second thing is, and this is a big deal in California, in March of 12, the Volt will qualify for a $1,500 California state tax credit, and you can drive in the HOV lanes and avoid all that notoriously awful L.A. traffic. So it'll have a couple of big selling points in a state that loves to buy hybrids and EVs and other high-tech cars. So it'll have a few things at its back that might get it some more sales. Whether it hits the 45 next year, I still think it's going to be a tough one, but we'll see.
Primarily, then, it's going to be sold here in the U.S. rather than in the international market.
Right. They're going to, you know, Europe and China will be the big push. In Europe, they will sell the Volt, but they'll also sell its European cousin, the Opel Ampera, which is basically the same car. It has an Opel kind of nose to it, though.
Well, it should be interesting to see just how aggressively sales pick up. It sounds like GM is expecting some exponential growth here. David Welch, a reporter for Bloomberg News and Bloomberg Business Week. David, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks a lot. Good to be here.